You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Wasmuth Center for Human Rights is getting ready to unveil a new program for local businesses and organizations. It will be called a Human Rights Certification Program. And here today to tell us what this program is and why it's being implemented is the center's executive director, Dr. Dan Prinzing. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So for people who are not familiar, let's just start with what the Wasmuth Center is. I'm having a hard time saying that today.
Yeah, of course, the Wasmuth Center for Human Rights is the builder and home of the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial. Once the memorial was built, our charge became, how do we take its message into classrooms and communities throughout the state? So we are very much an education center. So our products, our programs, we're always looking at how do we share that message that is etched within the stone of the memorial.
And one of the things you did recently was build the outdoor classroom.
Very much so.
This is a stunning, stunning piece of art, but also learning center.
You know, and it's interesting, too. That was designed by Ersted Architects, and it echoes really the whole feel of the memorial. But it changed some of the messaging, because now that we're also recognizing the impact that Marilyn Schuler had in the state of Idaho, that classroom now represents a call to action. It really is now, what are we going to do about the issues?
So I think that's very interesting, because I think that just within our culture and our society, we give a lot of lip service to human rights and doing the right thing. But do we have to do more than that?
We've often said, you know, the memorial as a whole has always been viewed as a classroom. And it's a classroom that has caused people to come to think, to reflect about the issues, to talk with one another. But that's not enough. We have to do something. And so we're really even looking at a whole progression of a theme this year from passion to action. Mm. It's not enough just to care. It's not enough just to talk with our friends. We also have to get out and act upon the issues that matter.
And how does this tie into the fact that in the past, Idaho has not had the most stellar reputation when it comes to human rights?
Very much so. And it actually, that pains me, because we continue to, we're almost clouded by a reputation that we have outgrown. Mm-hmm. I would dare say that is not who we are today. But in many arenas, we're still having to prove that fact. And I think that's what the memorial does. I think that's what the certification program will do.
So talk to me about the certification program itself. A, what is it?
It was a very interesting endeavor for us. We were actually approached by local businesses that said, okay, these are our values, but how do we know there are the values of our employees? So a company can say, this is who and what we are, this is what we believe in, but how do they know their greatest asset that they have, their workforce, also echoes those values? So this became a certification program as testimony to your values. When we were doing focus group studies with a number of businesses in town, and I asked point blank to the groups, why do you get certified? And a number of them would say, well, we get certified in skills. We want to add to our resume. We're building our background. So it may be new knowledge, new skill. That's what you list on your resume. And I said, okay, how about certification on your value set? Who are you in the workforce? Who are you in your community? And they said, that means just as much to us.
So then with this certification program, let's say there's a company that wants to get this certification. Is it the president of the company? I mean, how does it work then? Because we are talking about values, and that does come from the top down.
A company can set the structure of the values, but the program is designed at the employee level. Hmm. It is a grassroots. That's you and I saying, this is what I believe in. This is who I am. And what we're already seeing, we conducted a whole pilot phase after the program was developed. We had over 125 people who completed the program in the pilot. And what they were doing is saying, this is my value set. This is what I bring to the workforce. Now, ultimately, I think what we're going to see, our companies are going to say, here's an opportunity. We would like to have all of our employees certified. But we really see it starting at the bottom first that the employers are going to say.
So when you did this pilot program, what were some of these values that came out? Was there a I guess, for lack of a better word, kind of a theme that you
Very
were seeing?
Very much so. Actually, six themes. And so the entire program is built online in modules. Each module is built on a theme in six segments, 10 minutes to a segment. In other words, we know we are talking with a busy workforce. So how do they incorporate this within a day? So six themes: diversity, inclusion, civility, respect, ethics, and then an overarching theme that really echoes the WASMA Center programming: be an upstander.
We're talking with Executive Director of the WASMA Human Rights Center, Dr. Dan Prinzing, about an upcoming program that they will be implementing for organizations. What is so interesting to me is that when we talk about these things, like inclusion, we talk about diversity. Is this surprising to you that there are organizations here in Idaho who want to be a part of this now? And the reason why I ask is that you have been involved with this for so long. Is there a change happening, or has it already happened and this is just that next step?
I think very much it is a next step, but I think it's also impacted in a lot of our focus groups. You know, there is a major influence of new businesses coming into the Valley. And they're coming in with a mind and practice set that this is already in place. This is an assumption in the workforce. And so now they were the ones coming to us and say, okay, let's make sure our employees are also of that same mindset. And we've been doing a number of discussions in businesses, literally businesses shutting down for a morning to bring in the WASMA Center and say, have a discussion with our employees. Why do words matter? Let's talk about that spiral of injustice. What does that look like in the workforce? How can we interrupt that spiral? You know, that's simple. You know, it's the water cooler talk when we start the us and the them, mm-hmm. when we begin targeting with, okay, companies don't want that. They want to create this cohesive, unified workforce that really values that inclusion. And how do we make sure not only that there's room at the table, but that everybody's got a voice at the table?
And I would think, too, that if a company gets this certification or employees get it, that could also make a company look more attractive.
Totally. Totally. You would find even today on our website, we've been able to identify companies now who have employees that are certified. And these are the employees that went through the whole pilot phase, and where the companies are proud to be able to announce, we have workers within our buildings that believe in these themes, these values.
Are we also seeing, I wonder, when we have a larger workforce who tend to be, you know, millennials, mm-hmm. but they were, and even now we have the generation behind millennials coming into the workforce. These are values that so many of them just grew up
yes.
with.
Yes. And now, and I think that's why in part of our focus group, as we were talking to groups, and they said, yeah, and let me be able to just state this publicly on my resume. This is who I am. This is what I believe in. And I do think there is a generation feel to it. It's almost an assumption. Of course, this is how we operate. Of course, this is what we do. But I think it's also preparing a generation of workers that may have grown up in Idaho and have not yet been exposed to a broader world and saying, okay, there is value when we celebrate the differences that exist. That these are not points of conflict, but points that actually create a richness within the business. So we're saying whether the business has four employees or 400 employees, just the value of having a cadre that have gone through this certification process to say, this is what we represent.
And does that then also go back to this idea of, even though it is a reputation that we have outgrown as a state, but yet go outside of Idaho, there is, as you said, we still have to earn the fact yes. that we are not our past.
That's right. And I think that's where so much of what the efforts of the WASMA Center for Human Rights, what we continue to put at the forefront. Okay, we have the only Anne Frank Memorial in the United States. We have one of the few places in the world with the full text of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights on display. We are recognized as an international site of conscience. Boise, Idaho, you know, how does that come to be? And now with the development of a certification program, it is the first of its kind in the nation. In other words, we're taking it seriously. Let's really reframe and redefine who and what Idaho is.
I remember when the Anne Frank Memorial was built and thinking to myself, really? How in the world are we the ones that have this memorial? Because it goes back to that reputation.
Right. That's right. I was working on a new document this week and encountered another quote from Anne Frank's diary. And she said right in it, "What has been done cannot be undone, but it doesn't have to happen again." And that's where we see our charge. Let in that reframing the discussion, we want Idaho to be a beacon that, no, this is how you build community. This is how you build a workforce. This is why this is a valuable place to come and work and live.
And what's so great about this, I think, is for so many years, and you continue to do this, is when you talk about the education center of the Wasmuth Center, is all of the schools that you are a part of, that you reach out to, that they come to the outdoor classroom yes. now and they learn. But it's now taking it to that level of adults that maybe right. never got that education
right.
in school.
That's right. And that's what we're really seeing. We feel like we have programming in three different buckets. We do a lot with K-12. We do a lot with the university level. But now recognizing the value of working in the broader community and in businesses. Because frankly, human rights or that protection, that promotion, that respect, that value, that has to be born in every generation. And so we have to be able to reach into each of those buckets.
Well, and the conversations that I have with my children who are 11 and 8 about human rights were never the conversations that I was having at their
no.
age. But that was the time and that was the culture.
Right.
So it is a matter of every generation learning a little bit more.
Very much so. And I think that was our fun in developing. We brought in a phenomenal team of professionals in developing the certification program. But, you know, you look at the design of it. Okay, 6 themes, each theme about an hour in length, but broken into 10-minute segments. It's all online. It can be accessed according to your own convenience, your own scheduling. In other words, it really speaks to a whole new nature of learning.
Well, and you're right. When you're at work, the last thing you need to do is be pulled out of something that's going to...
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that just breeds a resentment right there.
Exactly.
So to have the access to it makes
yes.
a huge difference.
Yes.
So you will actually be doing an official announcement this coming Monday.
We are doing public launch on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr., Idaho Human Rights Day. This is a significant day for the state and a very appropriate day to go public in the launch of the certification program. So we're holding a press conference at 11 o'clock in the Idaho State House. Senator Sheree Buckner Webb will be with us, Don Melendez from Wells Fargo. And we're really proudly putting this out there saying, okay, here's this program. Let's really show the nation who we are.
I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's always good to have you in. We've been talking with Executive Director of the Wasmuth Human Rights Center, Dan Prinzing. That announcement, that official announcement, will come Monday on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Up next, we sit down with a running legend. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.